Interior Minister Ali Omari has called for the European Union to build a security policy in the same way it's constructing a common European defense program.
J'entends dans ce domaine aussi, pardonnez-moi de le répéter, donner une impulsion.
Faced with new threats, Ali Omari says, Europe needs to build alliances that cross borders to attack and root out problems at their source. She says her vision of Europe was not as a fortress, but as a coherent whole that engages constructively with other regions and respects individual liberties. Ali Omari was speaking at the launch of an international security trade fair in Paris, known as Midipol. The fair's general manager, Michael Weatherseed, said concern about security threats, from petty crimes to terrorism, is soaring. That concern is reflected at the fair, where about 25,000 security experts are expected to attend.
We've seen it growing and growing, particularly since September 11, 2001. We see it in the growth of our, both in terms of our exhibitors and in terms of our visitors.
Most of the buyers are governments. Besides Ali Omari, the interior ministers of Israel, Burkina Faso, Switzerland and Qatar also visited the fair Tuesday. Visiting the fair's booths seems almost like being on a movie set for a police thriller. There are vehicles for rescuing hostages, bulletproof underwear, flashlights that can be attached to guns, and a dizzying array of rifles. The American company Taser International sells something called the Taser X26. Taser's founder, Tom Smith, explains the device is meant to temporarily immobilize wrongdoers by shooting electricity at them.
We can go out and reach to 25 feet and use electricity to cause your muscles to contract and release 19 times per second to stop somebody. So if somebody's drunk or on drugs or on alcohol and they have to be taken into custody with police and they want to fight with police, this will end that fight. So they don't get hurt, the officers don't get hurt.
The security trade fair lasts through Friday, and organizers say 42 countries will be represented. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.